Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Once, in a time not very long ago, and a place not very far away, a young man went on a long walk in the wilderness with his friends. They packed up their food and their tents, and they struck out into the sunshine, wending their way along a well-trod path that traveled a great distance. When they set out, they talked and laughed long and loud, as friends will do when they have not seen one another in a long while. The longer they journeyed, the more quiet and contemplative they became. As the land around them grew wilder and more feral, the distance between them lengthened along the trail, as each ambled alone with their thoughts, content to be subsumed within the great silent cacophony of the forest around them. When night fell, they regrouped and made camp, talking softly of the things they had seen, or companionably not talking at all, and in this way they traversed many a mile. The young man, the youngest among them, trailed always the furthest behind, awed by the tapestry of nature spread out around him. On the last day of the journey, the young man veered off the trail completely, and found himself in a clearing in the forest so beautiful that, overcome with wonder, he sat on a moss-covered log and gazed around himself with abandon. As he lost himself in reverence, the natural features around him began to resolve themselves into familiar shapes. The trailing vines into cascading locks of hair, the murmur of the winding stream into an enchanting laugh, the silver-barked bough of a tree into an outstretched hand, the winking wildflowers into eyes glittering with warm amusement. His heart overflowed with a love so intense he feared it would burn away his soul, and he fell to his knees, looked up into the eyes of the earth, and begged her to marry him. The earth said nothing, and the moment passed. But the young man was filled from that moment on with a fiery determination. He would woo the earth, and she would be his bride. In the years that followed, the young man went on many long journeys to many remote and beautiful places, to the ice fields of the north, where he saw the earth dance in the aurora, to the rainforests in the south, where he heard her sing with the thousand voices of the jungle, and to the deserts of the Sahara, where he felt the heat of her body in the sands, and many more places besides. In each place, when he felt the earth closest to him, he fell to his knees and he begged her to marry him, but the earth said nothing. When he came to middle age, he ceased his wandering and tried to woo the earth in yet another way, by purchasing pieces of her. He bought all the land he could in all the places that he could, and he sold smaller pieces of land to buy larger pieces of land, and he tangled himself in the world of investments and real estate until he'd forgotten the scent of the water and the feel of the wind. But when he looked upon his ever-increasing number of deeds that proclaimed his ownership, he smiled. Then he would fall to his knees once again and beg the earth to marry him. But still, the earth said nothing. And then he came to old age, and he lay upon his bed, knowing that he was close to death. The window was open, and the sunlight touched his face, and the breeze kissed his forehead, and he felt the love welling up in his heart once again. And for the last time, he asked the earth once more to marry him. But the earth said nothing. With a final sigh, he slipped into death. It was then that the earth spoke to him. She held him tenderly in her embrace, and she whispered in a voice that was the roar of every ocean, and the song of every bird, and the rustle of every leaf all at once. She said, "I have never been yours, but you have always been mine." And though the man never married the earth, He was one with her now, and he became a part of everything that came after. But that is a story for another time.